God destroy Sodom?
When God destroyed 16 billion people in the flood, it wasn't because he loved them. When God destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah, it wasn't because he loved them. In Luke 17, you read out of Christ's own words that as it was in the days of Lot, they ate, they drank, they bought, they sold, they planted, they built it. It was a thriving society, just like America is today. And the same day that Lot left Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven. There is nothing left where Sodom and Gomorrah once stood. The little children died in flames, along with all of the anal copulators and the fag enablers of Sodom and Gomorrah. God hates all workers of iniquity. That is why God hates America. The only thing that Americans are interested in is what sin can we commit today, and how can we commit it even worse than we did yesterday. From her stars and stripes, to her children, to her military, to her tyrannical bloody president, to her feces-loving Supreme Court, to her legislatures, to her schools, to her preachers. God hates her. For the nation and kingdom that will not serve thee shall perish. Yea, those nations shall be utterly wasted. God Hates America is the message for this generation. This is where God Almighty has chosen to end this human experiment. It's where the seat of Satan is in this current generation. We're here in America because that's where God has placed us. And so we're going to preach to them. God Hates America.
How dare you invoke the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob? And then flip them off. A message on a Saturday night, Sunday morning from Kill Radio. A program of experimental dance and pop music for the ages. I'm your host, DJ Bennett, and I'm here to tell you that God hates America. Welcome to the Chill Room.
Please, Master, can I touch your cheek? Please, Master, can I kneel at your feet? Please, Master, can I loosen your blue pants? Please, Master, can I gaze at your golden-haired belly? Please, Master, can I gently take down your shorts? Please, Master, can I have your thighs bare to my eyes? Please, Master, can I take off my clothes below your chair? Please, Master, can I kiss your ankles and soles? Please, Master, can I touch lips to your hard, muscle, hairless thigh? Please, Master, can I lay my ear pressed to your stomach? Please, Master, can I wrap my arms round your white ass? Please, Master, can I lick the groin curled with blonde soft fur? Please, Master, can I touch my tongue to your rosy asshole? Please, Master, may I pass my face to your balls? Please, Master, please look in my eyes. Please, Master, order me down on the floor. Please, Master, tell me to lick your thick shaft. Please, Master, put your rough hands on my bald, hairy skull. Please, Master, press my mouth to your prick heart. Please, Master, press my face into your belly. Pull me slowly, strong thumb, till your dumb hardness fills my throat to the base, till I swallow and taste your delicate, flesh-hot prick, barrel, veined. Please, Master, push my shoulders away and stare up my eye and make me bend over the table. Please, Master, grab my thighs and lift my ass to your waist. Please, Master, your hand's rough stroke on my neck, your palm down by my backside. Please, Master, push me up, my feet on chairs, till the hole feels the breath of your spit and your thumb stroke. Please, Master, make me say, please, Master, fuck me now. Please, Master, grease my balls and hair mouth with sweet Vaseline. Please, Master, stroke your shaft with white creams. Please, Master, touch your cockhead to my wrinkled self. Please, Master, push it in gently, your elbows and wrapped round my breast, your arms passing down to my belly, my penis to touch with your fingers. Please, Master, shove it in me a little, a little, a little. Please, Master, sink your drawer thing down my behind. Please, Master, make me wiggle my rear to eat up the prick trunk till my ass half cuddle your thighs, my back bent over, till I'm alone, sticking out, your sword stuck throbbing in me. Please, Master, pull out and slowly roll into the bottom. Please, Master, lunge it again and withdraw to the tip. Please, Master, fuck me again with yourself. Please, fuck me. Please, Master, drive down till it hurts me. The softness. The softness. Please, Master, make love to my ass. Give body to center and fuck me for good like a girl. Tenderly clasp me. Please, Master, I take me to thee and drive in my belly your self-same sweet heat rude. You fingered in solitude, Denver or Brooklyn or fucking a maiden in Paris car lots. Please, Master, drive me thy vehicle, body of love drops, body of sweat fuck. Body of tenderness, give me your dog fuck faster. Please, Master, make me go moan on the table. Go moan. No, please, Master, do fuck me like that. In your rhythm, thrill, plunge and pull back, bounce and push down till I loosen my asshole. A dog on the table yelping with terror, delight to be loved. Please, Master, call me a dog, an ass beast, a wet asshole. And fuck me more violent, my eyes hid with your palms round my skull, and plunge down in a brutal hard lash through soft drip dish and throb through 5 seconds to spurt out your semen heat, over and over, bamming it in while I cry out your name. I do love you, please, Master.
Those of us who got our money through a business deal, buying real estate, things like Jerry Bust, Bill Gates, Donald Sterling.
He just doesn't really look like the kind of guy who has to meet girls over the internet.
Well, I think it's better to meet people online first sometimes. You get to know what they're like, Lisa. When you work as a photographer, you find out real quick. People's faces lie.
Does my face lie?
I look at those eyes and I see a girl who reads Zadie Smith, who listens to John Mayer and Coldplay, who loves Monty Python episodes, and who desperately, madly, deeply wants, needs, longs for more chocolate.
Excellent, excellent judge of character. Can I get two of those truffles and, two ganaches?
Now, what's a ganache?
You don't know what a ganache is? I'm here with a woman of the world to introduce you to these things.
Well, and two chocolate covered.
Oh, and a decaf latte for me. And
no, I'm good.
I'm gonna do a few
So what's in the bag?
Yeah.
4 years for you.
Sexual morality in the Western world is based on the Bible and especially on the teachings of St. Paul, which presume to impose one arbitrary and dogmatic standard of sexual behavior on all people everywhere and forever. The teachings of St. Paul are now dead and unworkable. Dead, since the pill has separated sexual pleasure from reproduction. Dead, since overpopulation has made reproduction something to be curtailed rather than encouraged. Dead, since experiments have shown that sexual desire is a matter of stimulating certain brain areas and that such stimulation is purely arbitrary. Admittedly, homosexuals can be conditioned to react sexually to a woman or to an old boot, for that matter. In fact, both homo and heterosexual experimental subjects have been conditioned to react sexually to a boot. To an old boot. You can save a lot of money that way. In the same way, heterosexual males can be conditioned to react sexually to other men. Who is to say that one is more desirable than the other? And who is competent to lay down sexual dogmas and impose them on others? The latter-day apologists of St. Paul, who call themselves psychiatrists, have little to recommend them but their bad statistics. Psychiatrists say they need more money and more personnel to deal with the ever-growing problem of mental illness. And the more money and personnel channeled into this bottomless pit, the higher the statistics on mental illness climb. It is indeed an ever-growing problem at this rate. Personally, I think that mental illness is largely a psychiatric invention. On December 3rd, 1973, the American Psychiatric Association decided that homosexuality would no longer be considered a mental deviation. Well, if they have more mental patients now than they can handle, it would seem to be a step in the right direction to remove homosexuals from this category. But the decision has caused a storm of protest. One psychiatrist compared the decision to a psychiatric Watergate, which we hope won't be our Waterloo. They just don't like to see any prospective patients escaping. It could start a mass walkout. Dr. Charles Sakarins, associate clinical professor of psychiatry at the Albert Einstein Clinic, staunchly opposes the new APA approach. The APA has done what all civilization has trembled to do: tamper with the biologic role between the sexes. Well, just fancy that. And in a letter to Playboy in June of 1970, Dr. Sakarins says, 500 million years of evolution have established the male-female standard as the functionally healthy pattern of human sexual fulfillment. Now, just a minute here, Doctor. The human species is not more than 1 million years old, according to the earliest human remains so far discovered. Now, other species have had a longer run. 300 million years have established a big mouth that can bite almost anything off, and a gut that can digest it as a functionally healthy pattern for sharks. Some millions of years, I think about 130 million years, more or less, established large size as functionally healthy for dinosaurs. What may be functionally healthy at one time is not necessarily so under altered conditions, as the bones of discontinued models bear silent witness. But sharks, dinosaurs, and psychiatrists don't want to change. We'll be right back.
Vera?
So, you're not arrested for photographing like this?
Where are you aware of?
What is that? What, Steely Dan was a dildo from Naked Lunch and Burroughs and Sexual Conditioning. No wonder God hates America on the Chill Room on Kill Radio.
Initiative. wasteful. Stupidity. Stupidity is typical. Common. Everywhere. Confusion is unpleasant. Uncertainty is upsetting. Getting lost is disquieting. Being hesitant is unsettling. Doubtfulness is confusion. Unhappiness is depressing. Gloom is dreary. Barrenness is bleak. Ugliness is anxiety. Misery is desolation. Desolation is despair. Woe. Sorrow. Dejection. Humiliation. Degradation. Groveling. Decadence. Despicableness. Misery. Insanity. Obsession. Repression. Recession. Session. Illusion. Inclusion. Confusion. Confusion. Pleasant. Uncertainty. Upsetting. Getting lost. It's disquieting. Being hesitant is unsettling. Doubtfulness is confusion.
You feel good about this? You feel good about going to the funerals of men that put their lives on the line for their country to give you the right to do this and to put pain and to inject pain into their families' lives. This is something you feel good about?
I feel good about warning this nation that the wrath of God is pouring out on their heads.
So you want to warn the nation?
They will not obey. And the Lord your God is punishing this nation, and he's doing it. One of his weapons of choice is sending your children home dead from the battle. So we're there to help you connect the dots. And what I feel best about is that in spite of the fact that those legislative Taliban in Iowa passed an unconstitutional measure to try to stop us from putting the cup of the fury and wrath of God to your lips and making you drink it.
You're obviously
a nut. We're doing it anyway.
All right. Now, look, you want to make your political and religious point, and you want to do it. You want to inject pain and heartache. I can't think of, man, I'm going to be honest. We've had a lot of nutty people on the show over the years. You are as mean and as sick and as cruel as anybody that I've ever had on this program. And the fact that you use religion to justify your hatred this way, it's frankly mind-numbing. Do you really believe when you hold up your signs, thank God for IEDs that innocent people died, thank God for September 11th, thank God for AIDS?
There are no innocent people. Thank God for 9/11. Thank God for dead soldiers. Thank God for IEDs. There are no innocent people.
And you believe all of that.
You think that all these mean things that you're saying can bring back a single one of those soldiers?
Hang on a second.
Or bring back a single 9/11 victim?
I got a question for you. You thank God for 9/11. You thank God for AIDS. You thank God for dead soldiers that give you the right to be a fool?
I thank God for every single one of his righteous judgments that he executes upon a rebellious
nation. Hey, Shirley, it's Alan Combs.
People who will not obey.
What's the matter with you?
What is the matter with you? Why won't you just obey? The scripture says
who
if you
should I
obey,
who would you
that
like
the Lord
me to
your
obey?
God will bless you. If you do not
Kennedy's
obey
to him.
The
he wants
commandments
to obey him.
Of the Lord your God, then he'll curse you.
Shirley, I want to be very clear here. Your church, hold on a second. Your church,
it's
you call
curse.
It, Shirley.
When your child comes
can
home,
can you hear me okay?
I can hear you.
Your church is called the Westboro Baptist Church and not associated with any mainstream Baptist organization. It's mostly your own family members in this church. You
we
and your father, Fred Phelps,
Lord
hate
Jesus
not
Christ.
Just gays. You hate Catholics. You hate Jews. Your father referred to the Holocaust as minuscule, led a protest at the Holocaust Museum in D.C., said Jews are the real Nazis. You are an abomination. You ought to be ashamed of yourself. You're an embarrassment to this nation.
Well, I'm glad
the way you behave towards soldiers who risk their lives for this country, you ought to be ashamed of yourself.
What you need to do is line your notions of what an abomination is up with the notion that the Lord your God has put into the standard that he put on what an abomination is.
You know, I'm glad to have you on television because, as Louis Brandeis said, Shirley, sunlight is the best disinfectant, and you need to be disinfected. This is sick, the things you're doing. How dare you do this to the families
of
our soldiers and to other Americans? How dare you do this?
At us.
How dare you fail to obey the commandments of the Lord your God and bring his wrath down upon
Ms. Phelps,
the heads of these young men and women who have been cut off by a raging mad God. Described
I don't respond to you.
So
I don't have an answer to you. I answer to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
Fire coming out of his mouth.
You have said
that's your God. How dare you invoke the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob and then flip him off, refusing to obey and behave
if
yourself.
You're, let me ask you,
you know
a question.
That sodomy is an abomination, and yet this nation rises up with one voice to say it's okay to be
right.
gay.
If you could just stop your rant for just 1 second, let me ask you a question. If your church, if you're so popular, and what you're saying is truly the word of God, how is it your
popular.
Church only has, let me get my question out. How is it your church has 100 members?
Well, it's really
and it's
not
your
quite
family.
100. It's really not quite 100, and about 80% are our family. But nevertheless, that doesn't change the word of God. And by the way, you say we're popular. No, 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 no.
You ought to be ashamed of yourself.
We're
right?
hated.
I got a last question.
Nation,
I got one last question.
And that's what the scripture says will happen. You
Ms.
hate
Phelps,
God, you hate his judgments, and you
I'm
hate
a,
us
I'm a Christian. I don't hate God. Let me ask you a last question.
No, you're not
you,
a Christian.
What are your sins?
Yeah, you tried this the other day. Why don't we talk about the issue at
what
hand?
What are your sins?
Why don't you warn your neighbor?
You
why don't you use that bully pulpit that you have to warn your neighbor that his sin has taken him to hell and to encourage your fellow man? Knowing the terror of the Lord, you should persuade men to obey and behave.
All right, hallelujah. We check in now.
Recent experiments in electric brain stimulation indicate that sexual excitement and orgasm can be produced at push-button control or push-button choice, depending on who is pushing the buttons. Control buttons to the people. None of these bits of technology are in the future. The knowledge and most of the hardware exists today. In terms of human sexuality, what could it mean? It could mean you can plug in anything you want. Experiments in autonomic shaping have demonstrated that subjects can learn to control these responses and reproduce them at will once they learn where the neural buttons are located. Just decide what you want and your local sex adjustment center will match your brainwaves and provide you with a suitable mate of whatever sex, real or imaginary, while you wait.
Music on the power. blush. I like it. Hush, see what you made me do. Base, mascara, erase. I wanna look good for you. I always comb my hair. Make up. Pink, blue, purple. I wanna make it good for you.
Just got She's all dressed in pink and leather. You know, she says that she's bound to be the sailor. We just got here from Alabama. Says it got here from Alabama. And it says that it doesn't like the weather. It says that he wants to know how to earn a dollar. I says, hey baby, I haven't got the time. Thank you.
come off the straight trip.
She's busy sucking on my dick. and will make the learning process easier. As this thought becomes more and more deeply impressed upon your mind.
Cut. No pause down and pause. No.
Sit down in your favorite chair.
When, at the end of a creative project, we find we have failed, it usually pays to reprocess from start to finish.
So, let's begin.
What is time?
I don't know.
Death is certain. Only the time is uncertain.
No pause words. No, on pause words. No, pause words. No.
Why did God destroy Sodom?
When God destroyed 16 billion people in the flood, it wasn't because he loved them. When God destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah, it wasn't because he loved them. In Luke 17, you read out of Christ's own words that as it was in the days of Lot, they ate, they drank, they bought, they sold, they planted, they built. It was a thriving society, just like America is today. And the same day that Lot left Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven. There is nothing left where Sodom and Gomorrah once stood. The little children died in flames, along with all of the anal copulators and the fag enablers of Sodom and Gomorrah. God hates all workers of iniquity. That is why God hates America. The only thing that Americans are interested in is what sin can we commit today? And
what
how can we commit it even worse
today
than we did yesterday? From her
stars what can
and stripes,
we do worse
to her children,
than we did
to her
yesterday?
Military, to her tyrannical, bloody president, to her feces-loving Supreme Court, to her legislatures, to her schools, to her preachers. God hates her.
That's for actually a promotional film put out by the Westboro Church. God hates America, and I've been trying to explain why somewhat. On the Chill Room on a Saturday night, we started off with what we just heard, the Westboro Community Baptist Church promotion from wherever Westboro is. I think it's in the Midwest. And then Allen Ginsberg did Please, Master. And Kevin Ayers did Lunatic's Lament. And I went to see this movie called Hard Candy last Monday over at the Arclight. And I brought along me tape recorder. We heard some dialogue between a pedophile and his victim. Or is it the 14-year-old girl and her pedophile victim, Hard Candy. Bee Queen, we heard between Return to Sender. Then William S. Burroughs from 1978, I believe, talked about sexual conditioning. Steely Dan, Do It Again. Steely Dan, again, is a dildo in Naked Lunch. Go Home Productions did Don't Hold Back. Die, Trip, Computer, Die did System of the Tortured from Flowerball and Mare Nectarum from Blind Puppies. The Nihilist Spasm Band did Stupidity. Then from the Fox TV Hannity and Combs show, we heard the two of them interview Shirley Phelps, the daughter of the guy who runs the Westboro Church, an Old Testament prophet in modern form. Iniquity. Neil Young, Let's Impeach the President from Living with War. As I understand it, he wanted some other band to do that song. He wanted some young people to do it, but nobody'd do it, so... No, I guess he wanted somebody else to write that song. And since nobody was doing it, he had to write it. From lying to us. Tangerine Dream, 3 a.m. at the swamp at Okefenokee. Vanity 6, Make Up. Genesis Peorage and Larry Thrasher, Splinter Test, and the Velvet Underground. November 7th, 1969, at the Family Dog in San Francisco from the Quine Tapes. One of the great versions of Sister Ray. My chair needs oil. Kill Radio needs money. It needs to survive. But God hates America and hates Kill Radio, too. It's 2:30 in the morning here on the Chill Room. Thanks for listening. Stay tuned.